Days earlier, Grace had invited Helen to bring the twins over for a visit. Now she could have used more time for research. MacRobert walked on her left, and the rest of her security team, before and behind, knew which way to jump if she needed to use her own weapon.
Don't fret. The visit won't take that long. You'll figure it out.
You're becoming a mind reader.
Practice and innate talent.
I may need to talk to Helen privately. Can you handle the twins?
I would like to think that having herded all those cadets, I could handle two young children. On the other hand, they are Vadas. I promise nothing.
Helen tried not to look at Grace's arm. The twins stared. Joe's children, now centimeters taller than they had been the summer before. They would have inherited her intellectual curiosity, Grace thought.
It's grown quite a bit. Come on over and take a look.
Char had been.
Grandma said we shouldn't stare.
It's not staring if I say you can look.
They both came over, wide-eyed. Helen grimaced behind them.
They saw the worst, Helen. They might as well see the healing.
What's the green stuff? Shouldn't it be pink, like our insides? Or clear, so you can see better?
Children.
Grace waved her hand. Hush.
It was almost clear pinkish until 2 10 days ago. It's grown enough that they switched to the green. I don't completely understand it myself, but it has something to do with enhancing skin formation. Because the bones and muscles are growing faster than normal, the skin must grow faster too, and it can dry out and split more easily at this stage.
Justin looked more closely at it.
Oh. Is the skin going to look like a young woman's skin when it comes out, or wrinkly like the rest of yours?
Grace didn't have to look to know that Helen was rolling her eyes at this breach of manners.
It will look smooth. And yes, it won't match. I don't care.
I thought it would be baby-sized, and it's as big as our arms now. Can you wiggle the fingers?
Grace wiggled her fingers. Both children's eyes widened.
I have to wiggle my fingers. I have to bend the elbow and everything, or it would come out too weak to be useful. It'll be in the sheath only for another 4 10 days, and then I'll start serious work with it.
Grace didn't mention the painful therapy she was already getting 3 times a week. Some things children didn't need to know.
It has fingernails.
Grace almost laughed. The twins looked so interested, and so like Joe at that age. And Helen looked just as horrified as she had when she'd found Grace showing Joe how to field strip a pistol.
Would you like some cake?
2 little noses wrinkled.
Fruit cake?
No, pound cake with ice cream on top.
Yes, please.
Go on into the kitchen, through there.
The twins darted off.
It's all right, Helen. They're looking good. Happy, curious, normal children.
It's a lot harder without Stavros. I thought I did most of the parenting before, but I realize now what a balance he gave.
Grace led the way to the kitchen.
None of the others have stepped in?
We're all overloaded. Trying to keep things going, deal with the legal tangles. I have help, of course, but it's not the same.
In the kitchen, MacRobert was scooping out ice cream, and the twins were up on stools, leaning over the counter, watching him.
You'd think I never fed them, once their appetite came back.
That's the age. They're in a growth spurt, aren't they?
Do you have children?
MacRobert pushed the filled bowls over to the children and handed them spoons.
Not of the body, no, sir.
Grace could feel the pressure of Helen's curiosity. She had not expected to find a man in Grace's kitchen, though she should have. They hadn't hidden anything. MacRobert had been around ever since the shooting.
Have you heard from Stella?
She's in Cascadia.
I know that.
And she's doing a fine job of running Vata Enterprises there.
I know that, too. But she hasn't contacted me yet, not once.
MacRobert raised one eyebrow and went out the kitchen door to the back of the house where his office was. Grace glanced at the twins.
Is this the time to get into it?
I just want to know. Is she all right? Is something wrong? Is she upset about... something?
The 2 little pitchers at the counter paused, spoons partway to their mouths. Their eyes slid sideways to watch the grown-ups. Grace could practically see their ears stretching out sideways.
She's upset about finding out at the trial. She blames both of us.
She thinks I should have told her. But you know why I didn't.
I know.
Grace had argued years before against those reasons and had lost.
And she'll get over it.
You think?
She will. Because she's your daughter. And because...
Grace realized she could not explain the whole reason. That Stella was now in loco parentis for Toby and Zori. And discovering for herself the difficulties of parenting.
I love her.
Helen didn't say, and she's all I have left. Which they both understood.
If she doesn't...
Except for that one brief period, Grace had never considered becoming a parent, and Joel, bless him, had understood that when they married. She made a mental note to tell Stella to call her mother. Fight with her, yell at her if necessary, but at least call her.
She will.
What about Kai? Do you think she'll get over this military thing and come back to the family and help Stella run the business?
Probably not.
Helen was a nice woman. And a fine mind in her own field, but really, Grace didn't understand how anyone could not see what Kai was, what Kai had always been.
We need her. She should marry and settle down. It would be good for Kai. Give her a base.
MacRobert came back into the kitchen as if Grace's wish for an interruption had summoned him.
Kai marry? I doubt that. Now that she's not besotted over that good-looking boy.
She has a boyfriend?
Had. Not anymore. I don't think she's the marrying kind, Kai.
Well, something has to bring her back. She can't spend her whole life running around the galaxy having adventures. She's Gerard's daughter. She's his heir. We need her here.
When Grace glanced at MacRobert, he flicked a finger signal that meant calm down. She realized then that the back of her neck was hot.
If she lives through this, she may come back. But I suspect they'll tap her for work in the new combined fleet. Perhaps the family can buy out her interest.
But she's Vata.
Helen noticed the twins, smeary faces intently watching the grown-ups.
Justin, Char, go wash those faces.
The twins slid off their stools and headed slowly for the kitchen sink.
In the bathroom, down the hall on the right, and your hands with soap. They have so much energy.
It's not going to be the same, Helen. Kai and Stella won't be like Stavros and Gerard.
I know that, but...
Stella will run Vata. She's doing it, she's good at it, and Kai will give her the votes. You'll get Stella back, Helen. But Kai is just not a Vata anymore.
There's no just about Vata.
I didn't mean it that way. Mac, if the children want to play outside, would you take them into the yard?
I'm sure they'll want to.
He headed back toward the hall.
Hey, you two. Come on, outside. Your Aunt Grace has put in a whole play space for you.
It was her own exercise space, but they didn't have to know that.
Is he yours? Who is he?
Master Sergeant MacRobert, retired from Space Force. He was at the Academy when Kai was there. He's been working with me at Defense.
That's not exactly what I meant. Are you going to marry again? It's been so long.
Joel had died over 20 years before.
No. But I am sometimes going to have friends you don't know about, Helen, just as I always did. And it's really none of your business.
Well, I asked because I care, Grace.
Well, then, if you care, Mac and I are very good friends these days. We don't intend to marry, and I doubt we'll move in together. We like our independence. But I don't necessarily kick him out of the house before bedtime. And, yes, we've shared a bed.
You didn't have to...
Tell you everything? I haven't. But remember, Helen, what I told you last summer. I won't ever tell you everything, and usually I won't tell you what I don't think you need to know. That's the rule I lived by for decades, working for Vata, reporting to your... Stavros. He understood... I hope you will.
Is that the reason Stella isn't calling me? She doesn't think I need to know something?
It may be, but she was angry with both of us. She has to communicate with me. Pure business relating to deals between the Slotaki Defense Department and Vata Enterprises. We don't chat. Sometimes it's her people talking to my people. She doesn't have to communicate with you. So any reason not to may seem sufficient to her.
I wish I had told her. You were right, I was wrong. But you know, Grace, people can get very tired of one person always being right. You demand that people trust you. You keep secrets. You taught Stella to be sneaky.
Now, I didn't do that. I taught her to be skillfully sneaky. But the girl was sneaky before. She wouldn't have gotten past you with those relationships.
And there you are, being right again. Damn it, Grace, would you please be wrong once in a while? Just to give me a little comfort.
Grace shivered. She couldn't help it.
Helen, I have been wrong more times than I can count. Maxim pointed out that I missed the conspiracy against Vata. I told him it wasn't in my brief, and it wasn't, but it was the biggest mistake I ever made. You can blame me for that, as he does if you want. Your husband dead, or your children but Stella. Don't think I don't blame myself. I do. And last summer, this...
Grace lifted the developing arm.
This is another mistake.
You saved the children.
Yes, but I didn't prevent the attack. And that was my job, and I knew it. I stayed up too late. I overslept. I should have been up to notice the perimeter alarms.
Or you should have told me how to read them. You can't do everything yourself, Grace.
For years I had to.
She had learned, was learning in this past year, how to delegate, how to depend on others more. But it was not easy.
Well, if you admit you aren't always right, I guess I can learn to stand it when you are. Two poor old ladies, you and I.
You're not old.
I feel old sometimes, especially when the twins are at their most energetic. Well, we've got that settled, I guess. What's all this about needing extra security coverage in Maxim? He seems harmless enough, if not very talented.
Grace explained in more detail than she had in the earlier contact.
So, that's why Mac wanted more security on you and the children until this is over with. Maybe Maxim's just putting the same determination into staying on here as he put into his research. Maybe the connection with Germanians on Nexus is just coincidence. But there are a few too many coincidences in the situation for me to be complacent. Better safe, and so on.
His performance, compared with Stella's, certainly justifies removing him from consideration as a permanent CEO. But we do need someone in charge of operations here, and Stella can't do it from there.
I don't suppose, since you're feeling better, you'd consider hiring more help and doing it yourself?
Or Stella could come home.
Not at present. There are things going on there, and she needs to be where she is.
I don't think I'm suited. I really don't know that much about the business. Though, yes, I do understand the agricultural end. And I don't want to turn the twins over to staff only at this point.
Well, we have to find someone, and I'd hate to go outside the family. Think about it.